Archaea Club d'Italia, Area Integrata dello Stretto, in the financial year 2023, in order to promote and enhance the archaeological, historical, architectural, and environmental assets present in the territory, and to implement their access, equips the educational panel with a QR code of Zanca Palace. Palazzo Zanca, the town hall of Messina, occupies 13,450 square meters and overlooks the European Union Square, named in memory of the important summit that took place in Messina in 1995. In 1913, the previous Minatoli town palace was demolished and the architect Antonio Zanca won the contest, and in July 26, 1924, the first part of the building was inaugurated. From 1927 to 1937, the five pavilions were completed. The finishing touch to prospects with decorative parts and high-relief sculptures was committed to Antonio Bonfiglio and to Lovett Firm for the ornaments. Bonfiglio projected allegories in the tympanum of the facade and the whole figure of a Messinese heroine, Clarenza, while in Via San Camillo, the figure of another heroine of Messina, Dina, was a work by Giuseppe Sutera. The decorative register appears in some symbols of the imperial authority like beak-headed bows, lion's figureheads, dolphins, sea creatures, and laurel leaves. Italian towns' crests decorate tombstones and celebrative inscriptions of different periods of history. Between 1941 and 1942, the painters Adolfo Romano and Daniele Schmidt executed the frescoes in the Hall of Flags, an example of the fascism period. In the Sala Giunta there is a fresco with the Last Supper painted by a Messinese student of Caravaggio, Alonso Rodriguez, in 1617, that previously was in the S. Maria del Gesù convent. Some paintings recalling the civil and religious history of the town, 1719, embellish the cabinet offices together with the bronze Colapesci, 1930, the bust of Antonello, 1953, the head of Mata by Amoroso, 1951, the Musa by Mazzullo, 1976. To the poet Bartolo Cattafà it is dedicated a bronze by Pietro Gonzaga, who represents the abstract tendencies of the Italian after-war period, and other busts of famous people like Bonfiglio, Falsi, Niccolini. In the inner courtyard it was brought to light an archaeological area of exceptional interest marked by brick structures and rooms dated to the Roman period with stacked layers of medieval finds that daughter displayed also in the annexed antiquarium in Via Consolato del Mare with separated entrances.